Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jobs used to have gender roles.
Yeah.
You knew this gig was going to be a woman. This other gig was going to have a man doing it. And this job we're going to talk about was almost exclusively women until now.
Yeah.
Because, Tommy, for some reason, over the last 20 years, there has been an explosion in dudes taking on this job. Which is interesting, because some folks, when a guy walks in this position, don't know how to react, and even get uncomfortable.
Well, because it's a very personal thing you're about to do.
Yeah.
And you're very vulnerable at the time.
So why is a woman better than a man?
Well, I think women have a gentler touch.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I think so.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester, classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. Donnie?
Yeah, buddy.
Rochester is a medical town.
Oh, yeah.
Town. So this story applies big time to us.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know
that
since 2002, the number of male nurses in America has almost tripled to seven? No. In 2002, there were 183,000 men working as nurses nationally. This year, it's over 500,000.
Look at that.
Nurse, a job that's been traditionally women.
Yeah.
So much so, that was the main joke of a Ben Stiller, Robert De Niro comedy movie, which was released when there were only 180,000 some odd nurses that were men in America.
Yeah.
But Tommy, for whatever reason, men have decided this is something they want to try and tackle, and they're sticking around.
Yeah.
So before we get into why this is happening, I have a question.
Yeah.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. If you were given a choice, would you want a male nurse or a female nurse at the doctor, hospital, wherever?
Hmm. Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, a woman.
Why?
Gentler touch. More sensitive. I don't like loud people when I'm laying in bed.
So would you want a female doctor then too, obviously, for those same reasons?
No, because the doctors are in and out. You deal more with your nurse than you do with your
doctor.
That's weird,
though, but you would want the nurse to take care of you because of all those
reasons. The doctor's
just
in and out. He's just going to check on you. He's going to look at a chart.
You keep saying he, though.
Yeah.
When you say doctor,
I know.
I
think one of your doctors is a woman.
I think we know her.
Oh, they got chick doctors?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite shows on CBS. Comes on Sunday night after football.
Oh,
stick
around
for a chick doctor.
I think you've been to one of your doctor's homes, actually.
Yeah, no, one of his chick doctors.
Yeah,
chick doc.
One of the good ones.
Wow. So many ways that was wrong.
Yep.
but would you want a sponge bath from a dude? Like, say you're in the hospital, you can be in there for a month.
Mm-hmm.
You want a man to give you a sponge bath?
Why would it be better for a woman to give you a sponge bath?
It just seems more natural.
You creepy. Really? You creepy
some,
ass bitch?
I don't know. I got real creepy.
I want you, lady, to sponge bath my naked old man body.
Do you want to feel some hairy knuckle going down your back while they're trying to, like, scrub you?
As opposed to a dainty hand that's going to, like, turn you on?
I just want, yeah. It just feels better on me than a man. I don't want a man knuckle on. I don't want to be man knuckled while I'm in.
Talking awfully fast over there, pal. What happened?
Okay, I don't want no man.
Maybe you should call up your chick doc and help you out with this.
Rough-ass hands.
I just find it weird. Now, look, I'm not going to sit here and criticize you for wanting certain things.
Yeah.
I just find it weird how you can't out and out tell me why you prefer a female nurse. You keep giving me, like, sentence fragments you're sputtering
out. I don't
like
something. I want something more. I want somebody, because a nurse is more motherly. And when you're trying to recuperate, you want something who's going to be more nurturing.
You can't even say what you're saying with a straight face.
Loud-ass Ralph in my room.
By the way, why do you... Kimmy?
I got to rinse this sponge out with my knuckles.
Oh, he's knuckle rinsing? Kimmy.
Yeah.
You go to the hospital, the doctor. Do you prefer a male or a female nurse?
I mean, I guess just for me being a woman, like if I have to like undress.
No, you're so progressive, but you still also want a woman.
No, but that makes sense.
Mine, but mine makes sense because...
But mine doesn't? My
feelings yours,
don't count?
No, if you applied my logic to you, you would want a male nurse.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you do, actually. That's why you shut up. You were saying, Kimmy?
I was saying, like, just, like, if there's, like, let's say I have to undress for a certain reason, like, I probably would feel a little bit more comfortable with a female nurse. But either way, like, if I'm in a space where I just need help, I don't care.
Well,
like,
that's a different
whoever
story.
Is coming in to help
obviously,
me.
Obviously. Yes. All right, no, to Kimmy's point, studies have shown that people prefer other people who look like them when it comes to medicine. All and right. They did this study with doctors specifically, which is funny because it's something that you and I, Tommy, have never really had to think about because statistically, the odds that you walk into a doctor's office and the doctor's a white guy, pretty good.
Yeah.
But does that translate to guys who get male nurses? Because it's something that we've never seen before because I hadn't thought about it.
All right.
But I guess, to Kimmy's point, it would be less uncomfortable for me if I had a dude working as a nurse because I'm less self-conscious. I don't have to worry about things happening by accident if that woman's in there.
Well, you're going to get sprung.
Well, yeah. I mean, what? That's why you're concerned about having a guy nurse and you know it. Oh, God, a guy boner. And
I mean,
don't
if you talk to...
I got a hairy knuckle boner.
I don't think
Ralph.
That's... as uncommon as you think. Like, if you talk to female nurses,
yeah.
I think that happens quite often.
Absolutely.
But boners?
Yes.
Bro, I've had a vasectomy. I had to have a hernia surgery right near my D&B taken care of. And every
usually when you're in pain, though, you're not getting railed.
Well, no, I was not that I got railed. The point I'm making is, now I know these women are all professionals, obviously, and they were all wonderful, but it did make me a little uncomfortable, like when the nurses were like checking out the wounds, like when I got my hernia surgery, that there's my D&B right there, and they just kind of have to pretend like it's not, and we're all like having, I got kids. Yeah, no, I work in communications. Yep, there's my penis right there. Like if that was a dude, it would have been less uncomfortable.
Right. Well, I mean, when I go get examined, I get examined by a dude.
Examined?
Yeah.
Like, examined?
You mean like you're...
I get the thing.
Oh, you're talking about with your prostate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking about the doctor, not what you do on the weekends.
No, but he cups your balls, makes you cough, which is weird because I was at the dentist.
Too fat, dude. Let me see that. Hope he cleans that finger first. Gonna get salmonella. I know. Again... 252 WCMF, since 2002, the number of male nurses in America has tripled. In 2002, it was 183,000. This year, it's over 500,000. So let's get into why this is happening, because I am curious. To the men who work as nurses that are listening, and if you want to change your name, whatever, I understand. And I know that you're out there listening because one in three people in Rochester work in medicine. What has your experience been like? When you walk into a room and introduce yourself as the nurse that's working, is it positive? Is it negative? Are people confused? Do they take you for somebody else? Right? Because you would assume the nurse was going to be a woman anytime.
Yeah.
Okay. So why, Tommy, are men becoming nurses at a higher clip now?
I have a theory.
What's your theory?
Military. Because I knew guys that were in the military that were nurses. This goes all the way back to when I was, like, Vietnam. I knew guys that served as nurses in Vietnam.
Okay.
And I would think... they got training in the military, and then they just rolled into the as a career.
So that is one of the theories that's floated here, that the guys that went overseas for the war on terror came
medics.
Home, working as medics, and they broke the stigma of men working as nurses right around. That happened in the early 2000s, so it would line up with the timeline. Mm. But I guess what's weird about that, you brought up guys that you knew.
Yeah.
Why wasn't the stigma broken during World War II, Korea, and Vietnam? Because you also had a bunch of men in those positions coming home, too. And it's not like all of a sudden there was a boom in male nurses in the 40s, 60s, and 70s.
Probably how the people, maybe thinking changed. Like, that was a traditional female role. Guys just didn't do that.
But I guess what I'm wondering then is, what about 2002 as opposed to 1971?
Yeah,
what's the difference? I mean, I don't think the theory, I mean, it could be what happened.
Opinions changed.
Okay. You know. All right. So what, you're a pansy if you do it at home, but you're not a pansy if you do it overseas?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably was the thinking.
Okay. There's a couple other theories. Mm. The biggest is it pays well.
It's a great career.
It's a very stable job.
You can do it anywhere.
And most importantly, it faces little threat from automation. And some communities in the U.S. where plant work and assembly lines have been decimated by automation, Rochester is one of them.
Yeah.
It's a welcome, steady paycheck.
Yeah.
These men and women that either got out of that, that got out of that business or their kids saw them lose their jobs, decided to go into healthcare and work as nurses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're making good bank. I think you said your job's not going to China.
Here comes Tommy. Now I want to have a serious discussion after I realize what a complete jackass I sounded like trying to justify female nurse.
Harry knuckled Ralph.
Would it bother you if your wife had a male nurse?
No.
Oh, that was a weird no. That wasn't even a no. That was just a noise.
She probably has. I mean, she's got male doctors.
No, all right, let's say, let me ask you a question. Mm. Let's say, God forbid.
Most, I think my last two wives had male gynecologists.
And look what happened.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, let me ask you.
I never made that connection.
They did. Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Sorry. Let's say, God forbid, your wife ends up in the hospital for a couple of days, all right? And you're in there with her, obviously, because you are a doting husband. You care about her, right? And in comes Ralph.
Yeah.
Right? It's she needs a sponge bath. Mm. He goes, I'm going to need you to get out of this room. I got to give your wife a sponge bath. Or you're welcome to stay and watch, whatever you're in.
Yeah, is that an option? It's optional now? Voyeurism?
Well, no, I don't know why they would kick you out for a sponge bath.
I'm pretty sure they'd kick you out.
No, I mean, I don't.
Well, they pull the curtain. Why would you want to sit there and look?
Well, not that you would, like, stare. Yeah. I mean,
but maybe they need your help.
Yeah, oh, good call.
Yeah.
For what I'm paying, I got to help? With these co-pays?
Be honest with me.
What?
Would it bother you if a 40-year-old male was giving your wife a sponge bath?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
At my age, what do I care? Okay. Maybe if I was a younger man with an ego.
That's the attitude to have with your husband. Hey, put your hands all over. I don't even care.
Clean her up.
All right. Kimmy, would it bother you if you watched your husband get a sponge bath from a young, attractive nurse?
No. I mean,
he's never experienced it.
A sponge bath? You're right. No, he has not.
You never sponge bath your husband?
No. Surprisingly, no.
So there's no jealousy there either?
I don't think so. I think it's just one of those things where I'm just happy there's an expert in the room doing something. I don't know. I think I can look past that in a setting like that.
I mean, that's the right take to have. Mm. I'm just curious, like, in the moment.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know, you can't control how you feel about something. Not that you would say anything. Yeah. Not that it would be a big deal. But would there be that
uncomfortable? I mean, I'm sure there may be people that would be bothered by that. I don't think I would be that person.
Because you have to think about, this is going to get out of control real fast. Right, because that's in the back of your mind why you would be pissed off, right?
Well, not even out of control.
As soon as I step out of the room, I'm hearing smooth jazz and moaning.
And that's coming from Tommy outside of the room. 25DWCF. We got Facebook messages coming in again. The number of male nurses in America has tripled since 2002. So in 22 years, it went from 183,000 male nurses in America to over 500,000 nurses in America. Mm. All right, so some folks are asking us not to use their name.
Okay.
We'll start with this one. He says, as a male nurse that's worked about 10 years, the hardest part isn't the patients, but some of my coworkers. I work mostly with women, and in my opinion, the older nurses give me a harder time. They seem to question my knowledge and why I want to be there, things like that. It's not all of them, and I get along great with the person I work with now, but there were some hard times in the beginning.
So some of the older women made it hard on the guy.
Questioning why he wanted to be there?
Right.
Huh.
Like you're intruding on our thing almost.
I mean, it's funny, though. That sounds like the same experience, Kimmy. I don't know if you heard that Facebook message while you were on the phone.
I missed some of it.
Guy said a lot. He when he first started working as a male nurse, he, quote, Older nurses gave me a harder time. They seemed to question my knowledge and why I wanted to be there. It sounds like the experience we've heard from women who've gone into male-dominated fields.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you feel like, you know better. But is that them questioning him because he's a male or questioning him because he's a younger person entering the field?
It's a good question.
You know?
Well, no, he kind of is wondering why he's there.
Well, this is his opinion, right? Let's take some calls, 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Cole. Hey, Cole, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, brother, what do you got?
Hey, so my wife gave birth in April, and when we first went in, they were checking her dilation, and we had females doing it, and then all of a sudden, they switch shifts, and it's a male coming in. And my wife was uncomfortable at first, but...
Well, anytime a male measures anything, it's going to be a little uncomfortable. But what you got here is, you got to go corner to corner on that son of a bitch. Hey, Chuck, you want to come look at this? We're going to need a big sizer out here. God damn, girl. Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big old snapper right there.
For God's sake.
Yeah, so he's, inside my wife. And
one of my favorite medical dramas on Sunday night.
You were saying, Cole, I'm sorry. So he's doing his thing.
Yeah, so the minute he leaves the room, she's like, well, that was very uncomfortable. I don't want him back here. And, I got to tell her he's just doing his thing. So what do you do? We eventually told the nurse, hey, could we have a female check her eventually?
So how were they when you made that request?
Oh, they totally understood. Okay. All the nurses were great.
I mean, it's an interesting idea because, look, I can't sit here and say your wife is wrong. She obviously feels uncomfortable with the situation. Cole, I'll ask you this question. If you had a preference, male nurse, female nurse, what are you choosing?
So I went through this a few years ago. I had a ultrasound because I had a blood clot in my testicles.
Oh, my God. Dear God.
Luckily, it was a female. I would prefer a female.
You wanted a female on your testicles?
Yes.
Why?
That's so interesting, because I would think, just me as a woman, when it comes to like my gynecologist, like I want somebody who understands what I'm talking about, because like she has the same parts I do. So I would think like as a guy, it'd be easier to explain maybe an issue you're having to a dude as opposed to a woman.
I'm with her there. So Cole, it was just Tommy argued gentler touch. What was your reason?
I don't know. She had to, it was an ultrasound, so she had to apply gel to my testicles, I don't know, I just feel weird with a dude doing it.
Right, and again, you're going to get that same dude in there, and he's going to be looking at it like he's under the hood of a car.
What
you got right here, man? You got a clogged up four barrel there. What you're going to have to do, we're going to have to put a little Jimmy lube down there. Squeeze that some bitch out, and then we'll blast it out and see how you're doing, partner, all right?
Cole, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I wonder if that's more of like your mom took care of you as a kid kind of thing, so you are looking for like a
nurturer.
A nurturer more.
A mom hand on your balls.
It could be.
Well, that's what we're saying.
I mean, it's like one of those things where you always felt comfortable with your mom taking care of you as a kid.
It could be that. I think that, if you want me to be honest with you, I think that the hesitation, and Tommy doesn't want to say it, and Cole doesn't want to say it.
Pat's going to say it.
I don't want a dude's hand
on
my penis.
You're probably right.
But why? Yeah. It doesn't, you're not gay if a dude touches you.
I did enjoy military school, and I stand by it.
But again, but you have, like, male doctors, so I don't know. I guess I don't get what the difference is.
I will say, though, like, most doctors, like, when they grab your balls, they have very soft hands.
Yeah!
They're not, like, big old rough trucker hands.
Well, he's not driving a truck.
Yeah,
so
he's like shoving wood in the...
So it's not like a normal male hand. It's a very gentle hand. A slow hand.
I need a doctor with a gentle hand. Did you almost say slow hand? How would that even apply to this conversation?
Well, you don't want him coming in fast either.
Brian writes us on Facebook. We had asked if you prefer a male or a female nurse. Brian says, my first thought is I want a female nurse in case I have to be washed or taken care of naked. That would be less awkward for me. But when you really think about it, if you'd have a guy giving you a bath or a shower, but then when you think about it, you would have a guy giving you a bath or a shower, which would be really gross. I don't want any nurse. Please let me die. Okay, I think what he's trying to say is the female nurse is better for him because of what we just talked about.
Yes.
But then comes the self-conscious thing, and you're all gross and nasty.
But I will say this. As you age, you get over all of this. You just don't care anymore.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Because you said female nurse.
No, because I'll give you an example. When I'm in with your wife, and you know, doing the skin thing.
Oh, you're talking about chick doc?
Yeah, chick doc.
Yeah.
And I'm down to my just socks and britches. Mm-hmm. She'll even say, "Do you mind if somebody comes in and shadows me?" And it'll be a woman. I'm like, I could care less at this stage of my life.
Okay.
I look a mess. Like, as long as she's not going to point and laugh, I'm good. I do, man.
I'm sure she waits till she gets out of the room.
I look like an iguana just sitting there like on a Mexican postcard.
Shut up. Let's take one more call. 252-WCMF. Mark's got the last word. Hey, Mark, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, boys.
Buckle up.
So, here's the thing. Think about this. So you're asking for a woman if you're going there because a guy does it. Can you imagine going getting your oil changed or getting your tires rotated, and a girl comes out to work on your car, and you go, "Oh, I feel more comfortable with a man."
He's right, man. He is absolutely right.
Biggest jerk in the world.
Yes, you would.
But it's fine. It's fine for that. I don't get it.
Well, I don't know if it's fine or not. I mean, I understand where Cole's wife is coming from in that situation.
You are in a little bit more of a vulnerable state, depending on why you're there, right? So well, I guess I can understand.
He did say the nurses said, "Well, this is completely normal. This happens all the time." So that's awful. I mean, I don't agree with it.
Okay, no, I get where you're coming from.
Me being a very I'm up to date on all the new hip stuff. you know me.
Open-minded Mark.
All right, Mark, I'll ask you then. If you had a preference, would you prefer a male or a female nurse?
It depends on what I'm having done.
Okay, something with your balls.
Balls, I'd probably want a dude just because, like you said, he knows the hardware. He knows if I say, "Hey, I'm having this going on here," he's probably had that before, too.
Okay, what about a bath, sponge bath?
I'll take a woman.
I love how it immediately becomes porn for every guy. Yes. Yeah, well, I'll take a lady bath.
I mean, it's going to be a medical procedure, but I don't want a guy scrubbing my body with a sponge. It would be weird to me.
Because he's right. Really getting turned on.
So just to be clear, and again, I'm not criticizing you. Nobody is wrong with these answers.
No,
you are fine. Okay. You prefer a man to handle your balls in an emergency situation, but it bothers you for him to caress you with a sponge.
Scrub your pits.
Well, you said caress.
I mean, he's gentle. He's a professional.
Well, I mean, a sponge bath is a very erotic thing.
No, it's not.
I can tell you from experience,
it is not.
It was on Seinfeld. George had to watch.
What if he makes it erotic? What if he kind of makes it a little
a guy like you? How can he hold back, Mark? Mark, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Yeah. There goes Mark. You know, open my up on all the new hip things.
The lingo.
Let's take a break. This is
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's clearly a rule.
Oh.
And it's a rule that serves a purpose.
All right.
And every person that breaks this rule makes life harder for the people behind them. yet. Some people decide that their comfort and their time and their lives are more important than the people behind them. And they openly break this rule.
Yeah.
Well, now one store may be fighting back using public shame, which for some reason has a rule breaker not happy she was exposed for breaking said rule. You're hanging out at The Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
What happened?
What seems to have become one of the most controversial sections of the grocery store, the 7, 10, 15 items or less line.
Yeah, the speed lane.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate test of what kind of human being you are.
Mm.
Because no one is going to get arrested for breaking the rule. It's up to you whether or not you want to follow it.
Mm.
No one else will know. But if you break it, you're a dick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, we said no one else will know. That is, until now.
So what do they got, like the lane cops?
A woman, yeah, well.
Should we call them lane lice?
Ooh, I like it. A woman has gone viral after putting up a video of her telling a story of something she says happened to her at Target. She was going through the self-checkout, which was capped at 10 items.
Yeah.
She had 15 items.
Not that much over.
That's actually a lot over. Oh. I'll let her take the story from here.
All self-checkouts are 10 items or less. If you have more than 10 items, then you have to go to a register. Today, there was a line at all registers, and the self-checkouts were empty. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and self-checkout. I had like about 15 items, maybe. I don't know, maybe more. I was scanning things, you know, and I was trying to hurry up before they told me anything. The freaking machine snitched on me. Once I scanned the 11th item, I went, rah! And I was just like I jumped. If a register says 10 items or less, it's 10 items or less, or it's going to embarrass you.
Really? So the machine narcs on you.
That's a bold move for a business.
It really is.
I love it.
Yeah, but
I think it hurts their business.
Yeah. Well, don't it? Why? Because you do this? Because
I'm just trying to buy your items, you know what I mean?
Yeah, by breaking the rule.
Who cares?
Why don't you just take it for free? Walk out of there with them.
No, that's a completely different argument.
Is it?
She's not stealing.
Wait a minute.
She wants to purchase.
I would like to buy more things, and you're shaming me.
Right. Like,
no.
You're in business to sell everything in that store as quickly as possible. And by the way, they're empty.
Mm.
And the line, why not use it?
Oh, no. Why not use it? Because you have more than 10 items.
Oh,
because if somebody lines up behind you and they have three,
they're like people's carts.
I do. Yes, I'm petty.
Even if, like, let's say I have 11 things.
Mm-hmm. I'm
close enough.
No. You're bad.
And if it looks like 10
things. If you're
things,
in line with a bunch of stuff, you're going in line, I go over here and just screw out of here.
Mm-hmm.
How does that affect your day?
First of all, I don't believe her when she says there was no one else there because she goes, I had 15.
Woman you never met, you're going to call a liar.
I'm calling her a liar because she goes, I had 15, maybe more. Which means she had way more than 15 items in the 10-item lane.
And sometimes, like, if you have a double item, like, that's one.
No, it's not.
What do you mean by double item?
He means two of the same thing.
Yeah, it's a one purchase.
It's per scan, buddy. Boop, boop, boop. Here's what I don't get.
What?
Why this woman is upset. Because she clearly broke the rule.
Forever.
And by her admission, she had
shamed.
Yes.
Right.
It's not enough that she was caught and embarrassed at the store. She has to go online and play it off like she was the victim
stealing.
For breaking the rule.
Like, an alarm shouldn't go off unless you're, like, walking out of the place with stuff.
That's common sense.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Here's where the story gets funny.
What happened?
Past how funny it is already. Target says that there is no alarm once you've hit 11 items. They say this does not exist, but there are dozens of other people that came forward after this video posted saying they had the exact same experience at Target when they overscanned the express line.
So Target's denying it.
Target says it does not exist. These people say, no, it's also happened to me. So is it possible that individual stores are making this?
Or did they shut down these machines they didn't know about when they bought them?
But that would be weird because you would find out about it the first day when somebody overscanned, right?
Yeah.
If these breaking the 10 items or less alarms are actually available, they should be in every grocery store in America. It should be federally mandated.
It's going to make things slower.
It is.
No, quite the opposite.
No, she's right. It's going to jam everything
because
up.
Now I have to start. Oh, I have to either somebody's got to come over, reset the machine.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go back in another line now.
Sure. You'd only do it once.
You know what they're going to
come up
with?
What are they going to come up with?
The BJ's system of checking out.
Go on with that.
So with BJ's, there's no limit. You scan yourself. It's a belt. It's a whole thing. You just do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like there's no cashier there. So you can scan all your stuff, bag it up yourself, and leave.
Okay.
And I think that's what it's going to come down to.
Okay.
Like, there's going to be no more cashiers.
Yeah, but sometimes like BJ's Costco takes a while, and there still is somebody there. They have to like check your.
Yeah, but I'm like, thinking like, but there's no cashier. I mean, it's like one person.
Okay, whether it's self checkout, whether there's somebody there, there are the lanes that are 10 items, 7 items, 15 items or less. All right, if you had this alarm, the over the item alarm line, it would make the world a so much better place. Because
first of all, I'm a really good scanner.
Shut up.
I am.
Shut up.
I'm in and out. I'm like Formula One. I'm out of there.
Going over the limit. Yeah. Of the sign is one of the dickiest things you can do.
Well, dick me up. I'm King Dick Me.
It is the definition of entitlement. I'm going to make everyone else wait because I am far too important to use the other line where I belong. And there are three places where you should be instantly publicly shamed for breaking a rule inside a grocery store.
Like rub out joint.
Grocery store. Oh. What?
Well, you said.
Where are you buying your grapes?
I always wash them.
Okay. Place number one, where we're talking about breaking the too many items in line rule. Place number two, not bringing your cart back to the cart corral after you're done.
I put that
top over the line thing.
That
bothers me more.
Yeah. If they had an alarm.
My car isn't going to get damaged from somebody putting too many items through the
Does their entitlement bother you in that situation because it affects you in a negative way?
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to cost you thousands of dollars.
Oh, no. Third place. People that try to sneak into the counter service, like the deli, prepared foods, or seafood, in front of everybody else, because they've kind of abandoned the number system in some places.
Yeah. After COVID.
Yeah. So, have you seen people try to pull this?
No.
Possibly.
You do this.
How do you sneak in?
Everyone will be standing around. Everyone will be standing around.
Yeah.
Someone will like weasel their way into the
front. Weigh them down.
And then as soon as they turn their head, they'll start speaking.
Yeah.
And like jump in front of everybody else.
And they will do it for you.
Hmm.
Bro, are you?
Yeah.
Next time somebody does it, I'm saying something.
I'm going to settle on the deli line.
Like, it's so funny.
I'm waiting for my mortadelle. He did it first.
You have nowhere to be. You have nothing to do. Nobody loves you.
I want to go eat my sandwich.
And you're ugly. And for some reason, you feel like you have to be. We're trying to have a society here.
Yes, but we're trying to move society along a little bit.
If that alarm existed on these 10 items or less line, your argument is would slow thing down.
Yeah.
Both of you would only do it once. You would be shamed. You would never do it again.
Obviously.
So there you go.
But I've really got my skill down.
Oh, do you?
Like, I can wand that stuff, bag it up. I'm out of there in no time. I'm really good.
Pretty cool.
And I know what buttons to hit.
252 WCMF. We're talking about this woman who went viral after she claims while in Target, she went through the 10 items or less self-checkout line with, as she said, 15 or so items. And once she scanned the 11th item, an alarm went off. She said she was shamed and she was deeply bothered by it. Target says this system does not exist, yet other Target customers have said they had the same experience. Target, keep doing it. Wegmans, get it. Tops, get it. Everybody, get it.
Run us all out.
Alicia's on CMF. Hello, Alicia.
Hey, guys. So I was just telling Kimmy, I almost got into a fight with a customer who came into my line that had, so I was in a 10 items or less. And she tried to sneak in a cart because she said the top 10 items are hers, and then the bottom is her mom.
Oh, she split the order.
She can't split the order 5 times, Tommy. Are you not?
Thank you, Alicia. Thank you.
She started off by going, mine's at the top and the rest is my mom. I said, I can't do that, but I can call my manager over. So I buzzed my manager. She comes over and I'm like, do you think this is acceptable? And she goes, no. She said, ma'am, you need to go to another line. She starts going off and then calls me and my manager brown B-words.
Damn. Oh, God. Your people, Tommy. Go on. Defend her.
No.
You said, well, why can't you do that? Go ahead. USA. USA! USA!
So on top of that, I just wanted to point out the reason why I had 10 items or less is because sometimes the counter space on the register can't handle so much. If you come with like 10 to 15 items, that's fine. But anything more than that, the counter space is gone for me to stack groceries.
So it makes your life
same
harder.
Same with the self-checkout. They only have a certain number of space before the thing starts beeping and telling you, you got to empty or you run out of space and then you take off items and it's like, put the items back on.
So when Alicia, here's what's weird, though.
What's up?
Because I've had two people that are very close to me try to tell me the stores don't care.
They don't. I've never
and
been.
And the employees don't care. No, the employees don't
what
care.
We were talking about.
Alicia, would
she
you
said,
say?
She said 10 to 15 is fine.
Alicia, would you say that the employees of the store care when these rules get broken?
No, I don't think so. But what's funny, the other day I went into Walmart and somebody actually counted my items when I went into self-checkout.
Oh, that's
good.
That's a jerk move.
Oh, shit. Alicia, thank you for the call. I'm sorry you had to go through that.
Yeah. Oh, it happens.
All right, well, have a good rest of the day. There you go.
Right.
No, it's what? Whoa. I would like to slowly back out of the car.
I don't talk like that to people. I'm very cordial.
You know, both of you claim that these this alarm, when you hit over the limit, would hurt stores.
It will.
And I disagree with you.
You think people want to go to some store where they've been shamed?
All right, so here's a fact.
Come down to Shame Depot. We'll make an ass out of you.
Where I have to explain that I'm not stealing.
Oh, so you'd stop going to Wegmans then if they had that.
If I got shamed, I'd lose my business.
Really?
Yeah. I'd be at Whole Foods in no time.
Hey, my ass! The overwhelming majority of customers would be happy they were there. Because the yous and kimmies of the yous, you are a small number, but you are loud, which makes it seem like there's more of you. And the best part of this whole issue with people like you and Kimmy and the woman who makes this video.
Yeah.
Like, this woman says she needs to use the self-checkout line with more items because she simply doesn't have the time to go through the standard.
She's probably a very busy woman.
Yeah. But then she had a whole bunch of time to make a video about how she was victimized by the alarm after.
She just said that they were open, so why not use them?
Well, why would you not wait in line if you had the time?
Because those are open.
I am a busy person that cannot be bothered with the rules for the rest of society because I have to get to my car and record a video about how I was rightfully shamed for something that I did wrong.
Yeah.
Get out of my face! USA. I'll pay for the alarms. How about that? Tell me what they cost. I'm in. We'll start a GoFundMe.
Why don't you just sit there and run your mouth all day?
If Wegmans,
cheater.
If Wegmans hired an item counter, I would quit this job in a second. I'd be right there. Give me a badge. Give me a hat. I don't even need a nightstick.
Lane cop.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It's
it
weird.
Runs in my family.
It's weird because I didn't have you as a cart returner.
Me?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Always a car. I'm a rule follower.
All right.
Am I not a rule follower?
Yeah. I follow the rules.
You follow nothing.
I put the cart back. I'm polite to people. I do cut.
Yeah, that's the opposite. You cut at a funeral.
King cutter.
Yes. I'm a known cutter. Yeah.
No, I mean, what you're listening to, and again, this is deeper than just I want to be somewhere faster.
Is it deeper? I'm listening, Patrick.
What you're hearing.
This is Patrick, and I'm listening.
As it is entitled East Side Spoiled Only Kid continuing to live that lifestyle because he was told.
Somebody's got
to be while he was growing up. He worked at a grocery store.
Yeah,
he stole everything and wiped his ass with meat, sold it to customers.
You know what they should do? They should have a system of not so much the amount of items you have, but the vessel you are using to carry those items. Have a basket line, have a smaller cart line, and have like the bigger cart lines.
Yeah, the big mom cart.
Yeah. No. Mom cart lines at the end.
Should be a mom line.
Medium-sized carts in the middle, and then you got your basket people in the front.
No, because dicks like you would just overload the little carts in the
basket. Okay, but you can only fit so much in there.
Yeah, see? Already done. Take a break.
All right.
If this wasn't caught on video,
no
one would believe this woman that it happened.
Wow.
And it perfectly encapsulates an argument Kimmy made last week. Because, Kimmy, if this woman was coaxed into doing this by someone in her family, she has a right to hate that person for the rest of her life. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So before Thanksgiving, Kimmy went on a little bit of a rant here on the show. Because along with the Thanksgiving dinner and the football, a new tradition has shown up on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, the turkey trot. So, like, I feel like there are certain, like, if you're somebody that does the turkey trot, it's probably because your whole family does the turkey trot. It's not just, like, an individual thing you do the morning of Thanksgiving.
And just to make sure everyone's brought along with us, for those unfamiliar, if you live, like I did, in your house, eat all your food, and not ever go anywhere, turkey trot is like a 5K to a half marathon run.
I think so, something like that. Depending on where it is. Yeah.
And every little town in the greater Rochester area has one. They go out and do the turkey trots. Okay. So you said, Kimmy, if you found out that someone you were going to marry was a turkey trot family, that would give you second thoughts about marriage.
I mean, it's going to change your holiday moving forward, for sure, because you also have to participate.
So, that being said,
what happened?
There was a turkey trot that happened northeast of us up in Watertown, New York on Thursday. So, there are, a dozen people turning the corner in this video in a turkey trot. When out of nowhere, a brown flash flies across the screen.
What's the brown flash?
Nobody knows. And they're looking around like, what the hell was that?
What happened?
All of a sudden, these two old women are making a turn onto the road, and they are blasted.
Completely run over.
Full speed by a deer.
Wait, a deer hit them?
Yes.
A deer.
They got run over by a deer.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Straight up.
Damn, it finally happened. Like
it knocked this one woman on her ass.
She took both of them out.
I thought she took the other one down trying to save herself.
That may have been the case. Yeah.
Damn.
Bro, this deer is in full sprint. It hits one woman like directly in the chest.
Like with his head?
I don't know where it got
her. It kind of looked like
it didn't have the antlers.
So, good news.
That's a good news.
The women were okay. Mm. But Kimmy, this is
a little
last...
shooken up, I'm guessing.
This is the last race you're ever running.
Oh, of course. You're going
to
die.
I think it's fair to wave the white flag there. I'm done.
If God wanted you to run turkey trots, he wouldn't have sent a torpedo deer right at your diaphragm, right?
Yeah, and it picked you.
Kind of.
Like, of all the people, because there's a massive group of people standing there, and you're the one that got hit.
Like, the funniest part of this video, okay, the funniest part is watching an old lady get hit by a deer in full sprint. I'm sorry, it's very funny. But the second funniest part is, again, if the deer doesn't hit this woman in the second part of the video, you would have no idea. This deer is hauling ass so fast. The first one,
you couldn't even tell what it was.
Wow. And even the people there are like, they stop and they're looking around like, what was that? And all of a sudden, blammo! I really hope that this woman ran this turkey trot because she wanted to.
She's a trotter.
Yeah, not because someone else talked her into it. Because, again, if someone else convinced her it would be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And now she's nursing bruises on account of a deer hit. She has a right to never want to talk to that person again.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know what the protocol of medical safety would be after getting hit by a deer. Like, what do you check for?
Everything. Broken ribs. I mean, depending on where it hits you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're an old person, I think it could really...
Definitely get knocked the wind out of you.
It could have, like... You know, punctured a lung.
Now, when I say old, it is hard to tell because she's a little off in the distance. This woman could be 40.
And they're
she could
all
be
bundled up.
70.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to tell. But she went down like someone that maybe was a little bit on the upper side.
Yeah, right? I get it.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what really sucks is?
What's that?
Like, what if this woman was responsible for cooking dinner that day, too?
Oh,
which is possible.
Well, you just got to tape her up and hope for the best.
No, but in all seriousness.
Stand her up.
Even if you're not hosting, you still have some responsibility going on later.
Well,
with
she's
the family.
Going to the hospital, man. She's done. I think Thanksgiving's done.
But you can't.
I got run over by an animal and I'm effed up. I'm done with the holiday.
But let's say you're responsible for 10, 15, 20 people.
Hey, it's in the oven. Fix it yourself. I'm not doing anything.
Like my wife.
Once I get injured on a holiday, I'm out.
Is that standard rule?
It is in my house.
Well, okay, I know you don't eat, so this is the wrong conversation to
no,
have.
No, but let's say my wife talks to me, well, you got to fix this, you got to hang this today, we got to do some Christmas lights.
Yeah.
And I fall off and I F myself up. I ain't doing anything else, man.
That's a lie, you know it. If she asked you to do something else.
No, let's say I'm incapacitated, like I'm effed up. I got to go to the hospital, I broke an arm.
Okay, that's...
Holiday's over.
That's different. If you got a broken arm,
Any scratch, dent, broke... I'm out.
Bro, your whole body is scratched and broke.
That's why I don't like the holidays.
You're like a discount furniture store as a human being.
Tom's discount?
Tommy Lay, scratch a dead sale. All of it. 25GWCML, we're talking about this woman up in Watertown. She was running a turkey trot on Thursday, went out of nowhere. She was hit by a deer in full sprint while she was making a turn in one of the jogs. She is okay. Kimmy.
It looked like she was just starting the race, was it? Was it the beginning?
That I don't know. That would make...
Well, because I saw some people like that looked like they were just starting to jog, so I didn't know if they would slow down and started again or if this was just from the start.
All right, you bring up a good question,
right.
Kimmy, because based on her take here, she hates to run.
Right.
Right, you hate running?
Yeah, especially on Thanksgiving morning. I'm not... Yeah.
All right, here's
your
choice.
Not my workout day.
Here's your choice.
What's that?
Kimmy, you can run a 5K.
Yeah.
3.3 miles.
Yeah.
Or someone will come to you and go, listen. You will get out of running this 5K.
Yeah.
Right at the start, a deer will blast you in full sprint, and you don't have to run. What are you choosing?
Either way, I guess I'm going to be in pain.
Sucks.
Which one would you rather?
I think I'm not taking the deer. I don't know what kind of injuries are going to happen as a result, so I'm probably not taking that chance.
Tommy, same choice.
Getting blasted by the deer. And
you get blasted by the deer and not have to run.
If you see you fall down, it takes a very long time for you to get up.
Or run 3.3 miles.
I guess I'd have to run it. I don't want to get hurt.
All right. So
but I will say this. If I had to get hit by a deer, I'd rather it happen at the beginning of the race than the end of the race.
Why is that?
Well, because like at the beginning of the race, I'm out. But if I like almost accomplished this thing, and I'm like, now I'm like, hey, I can do this, right? And then I get blasted. Like all that work I just put in is over with this stupid animal.
You had to do both. You had to run the race and get hit by a deer.
All right, one more question.
All right.
So 5K, easy for you guys. You're taking,
I don't even, how long is that?
3.3 miles. I literally just said it to your face.
You talk so goddamn fast.
I said it four times. Once when I looked
I think
you
said it with metric.
That's a 5K.
Oh.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Half marathon.
Okay.
13.3 miles.
I might take the deer, then.
So you would take the deer?
Yeah, I think so.
13.3 miles, Tommy, or a deer blast?
I don't think I could run 13 miles.
But then again, I guess if it's something I've been training for.
I have to take the blast.
God, what I would give to watch you get hammered by a deer. Well, yeah. My entire yearly salary. Easy. Like, not even a question.
Wow, 50 bucks.
So you would rather run, you would rather take the deer blast than run 13.3?
Especially if it's something that I just let sneak up on me that I was, like, meaning to train for or something. You know, because then I'm like, oh, crap, I'm not prepared for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be almost like a blessing in disguise.
No, but I guess to your point, if you train for a half marathon.
I would probably still want to run it because I put all this work in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You would be disappointed if the deer blasted you in the front. Because, think of all the miles you would have to put in getting ready
for training. Yeah, it would be miserable.
Okay, and by the way, all of you people that run half marathons, what's wrong with you? Marathon people, half marathon
people? How about those people that do it like every weekend to train? That's insane.
I don't understand it. Like, it does not look like any kind of fun. And I get pushing
yourself.
It's
an addiction.
But it's physical pain.
Yeah.
Physical pain. Take a break.